Now, we were talking yesterday on the programme with regards to a lot of you who were contacting us and over the last couple of days about one of the biggest fishing trawlers in the world, the second biggest fishing trawlers in the world, which is currently and has been off the coast of Kerry. I think it's off the coast of Cork now, fishing a super trawler, a super factory ship, which takes the fish in huge nets, processes them and freezes them, for, I suppose, the markets that are out there for it. A lot of environmental groups are concerned. A lot of you getting in touch with us in the programme, and the Sinn Féin party are not happy with it either. With me on the line is their spokesperson on these affairs, Padraig McLaughlin. Padraig, good morning to you, and thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. This is a mega trawler, a super trawler. It's off our coastline. What's your view? What's your issue with what needs to be done here, you're saying, in relation to stopping these boats, or can they be stopped? This is all obviously 100% legal, of course.
Yeah, which is shocking, isn't it? I mean, the size of this vessel is 447 foot long. It's the second largest fishing vessel in the world. You know, just for perspective, that's about 14 regular-sized trawlers in the one go. Now, so that vessel is legally fishing in Irish waters, the Irish Exclusive Economic Zone, but it's under the control of the Common Fisheries Policy, the European Common Fisheries Policy. So it's legally doing that at a time that we're decommissioning, the Irish government are trying to decommission another 60 fishing vessels, many of them fishing out of the southwest, Castletown, Bear, and so on. So you're telling the Irish fishing industry there's not enough fish for you. You know, you need to decommission, you need to walk away from what you've done for generations in your family. The loss of 500 jobs, that has to happen in Ireland at a time that this absolute monster is out there, literally vacuuming up fish, and it's legally allowed to happen.
Well, what they're saying, Padraig, is that they're not vacuuming up fish. They're saying they fish at a mid-level, which they say is less harmful to the environment than trawling the bottom of the ocean and hoovering everything up, which smaller vessels can do.
Well, you know, that is what they say, and they're allowed to do this under Common Fisheries Policy, which is, I mean, utter hypocrisy. You know, when you talk about environmental sustainability and you talk about, you know, those closest to the waters benefiting from the fish in those waters, and you have this happening. You know, if you look last year, just last year, they were involved in an incident in the Bay of Biscay in France where 100,000 dead fish were left, a trail of dead fish was left behind this vessel. That was being investigated by the French authorities, but it's very clear what had happened there. There's this concern always with that vessel about bycatch, that the fish that are not economically useful to them are just put back in again. So there is this concern about mass destruction. But if you look at Australia, Australia has banned vessels of this size from their waters, and for the life of me, I can't understand why it has still been allowed in European waters, and indeed in this case in Irish waters, that vessels of this size can just go out there and make an absolute mockery of the rules that everybody else has to play by, you know? And you know, if you ask anybody in life, be it somebody playing football or a business or an ordinary person out there, that the law has to apply equally to everybody. And if it doesn't make sense, the whole thing is a nonsense.
Okay, so what you want to happen is obviously would require European change to change the size of these vessels or not allow them fish in the first place. Is that what you're looking for?
They need to ban vessels of this size. Absolutely, they have to be banned. Now, okay, you might give them a year or two to, you know, to downsize and move away from what they're doing, but they need to be banned. And, you know, you have, just for your listeners to understand what's happening in Irish waters, about 15% of the fish, of the wealth from Irish waters goes to the Irish fishing industry. Mm. And after Brexit, that got even worse, you know, in terms of European waters. And so we have allowed a situation for so many years now where a fair share of the fish in Irish waters has not been given to our industry. They're decommissioning vessels all the time. I mean, the whitefish sector, the whitefish vessel sector in Ireland is one third, very soon it'll be one third of what it was 15 years ago. Yeah. So they're destroying communities at the same time they're allowing this huge wealth.
Look, you're using dramatic language here, like destroying, as if the government are intending to set out to do this, or the European Union are intending to set out. They have to weigh a lot of different matters. Are you not conflating two separate issues there? You've the super trawlers and what you fear they're doing and you feel they should be banned, and then what's happening at a local level closer to the shore with our own fleet. The economics of that, and also the environmental situation with regards to that, because but the story is going the wrong direction in terms of our fish stocks, and that does need to change.
You see, here's the thing, you know, in terms of the fish stocks, they've been under, this is the one, but they're under the rules of science, and that's monitored all the time.
Yeah.
And fishermen totally agree with that, because it'd be madness to destroy...
Destroy your livelihood if you overfish.
Destroy your own livelihood. But the problem is, and I, as Sinn Féin spokesperson in Fisheries of the Marine, my job is to travel across every harbour, every pier around the coast of Ireland, and I talk to fishermen every single day. I meet them, I talk to them. And I'm telling you, there's not a fisherman, there's not a fishing community around our coast that would tell you that they have not been, had their hearts broken in terms of the injustice, the disgraceful injustice of how this is all done. And here you have a huge corporation, a Dutch corporation that owns this vessel that can literally legally hoover up fish out of the sea and make a mockery of all the rules that everybody else has to play by.
Yeah.
And it's hugely damaging for the reputation of the European Union.
Are you arguing then, if you want local fishing communities and bigger companies, because there's a lot of large companies involved in fishing inside the 6 mile as well, or outside it at a smaller level, that if you want them to abide by all the rules, all the inspections, you have to get the super trawler companies to do the same? Or maybe at least maybe inspect them more to make sure they're abiding by the rules.
With all due respect, we're way past the point of inspections or CCTV. We need to send a clear message that we need to have a maximum size of vessel that fishes in our waters. We need to have a fair allocation of fish to Irish fishermen. This has been going on for years. Now, the only bit of good news for your listeners today is that the Irish fishing industry are now uniting together. They're pulling together in the southwest, in the west, and Killybegs in the southeast. They're all pulling together. They're uniting together, and they're making a stand in Europe. And the Irish government are finally now starting to fight with our fishermen for our rights. So this is happening right now as we speak. So therefore, it's intolerable to have a super trawler. You know, it just really is a kick in the teeth, as I have said, for our fishing industry to see this going on. The vessels of this size should be banned from European waters. There should be a maximum size of vessel allowed. If we're serious about scientific studies, economic sustainability, you know, all of that, what you should be doing is giving opportunities for those who live closer to those fishing waters to make a living from them. You shouldn't be allowing people to trawl around from Lithuania or Holland and clean up the fish out of our waters. Now, if we do it fairly, we can make a fair living for people around Europe, but not to give it to massive corporations and screw local communities.
Okay, all right, Padraig, let me ask you a separate issue. You've got ads, your party, running in all of the key newspapers across the United States, the San Francisco Chronicle, the LA Times, the New York Times, support the Good Friday Agreement, support unity referendums. 25 years ago, the Good Friday Agreement changed the course of Irish history. A generation has grown up in peace, all made possible by the ongoing support of Irish America. The agreement endures as relevant and necessary today as it was in 1998. The British government continues to break its obligations under the Good Friday Agreement. The agreement must be honoured in full. We call on the US government to hold the British government fully accountable for its Good Friday Agreement commitments. We call on the Irish government to establish a citizens' assembly and to plan, prepare and advocate for Irish unity. The next chapter in Ireland's history is being written. Together we can be a generation to build a new Ireland, a home for all, united, peaceful and prosperous. The future is in the hands of the people. It's time to agree on a date for the unity referendums. Let the people have their say. So that's what the ads of your party are saying in a message to Irish America, a message, I suppose, to the world. Is that the wisest move? On the morning that we have a headline in the Belfast Telegraph, Windsor deal doesn't solve Northern Ireland protocol problems, the DUP. To put ads looking for a united Ireland when we haven't even got Stormont back up and running.
Well, I'll say this. If it wasn't for the relationship that has been built with Irish America over many years, we would have been in serious trouble in recent years, because the Senate in the United States, the Congress, and the White House all said to the British government, if you try and put a hard border on the island of Ireland, there will be no trade deal with the United States. And that was massive intervention. And I'm absolutely certain that the likes of initiatives like this, where you work with the Irish diaspora, with Irish American community, to defend the interests of the Irish people, is always crucial. And no harm to the DUP. They acted completely against the interests of their own people in the North. The people of the North of Ireland did not vote for Brexit.
And they're still of the same... they're still of the same view. And they're now of the view, it seems like, that they're not going to go, perhaps, with the Windsor deal. Or maybe it's just the politics of it before it comes down to final decision. But is it now the time to be calling for a date for a unity referendum while kind of ignoring the reality on the ground? We haven't even got Stormont back up and running. Like, you'll need the DUP for United Ireland. You'll need their voters for United Ireland.
Well, just to say this, is that in a democracy, everybody has a right to argue their case. And Irish Republicans will argue the case, and it's a very exciting case, for Irish reunification. That's our democratic right to do
so
that.
So you don't think it's not the time? Where
in a democracy would you tell people to stay silent about what they want to achieve in life? You know, in a healthy democracy, people argue their case. If unionists want to argue the case for to remain in the United Kingdom, they can do that. But the British government has arrived at an agreement with the European Commission. They have taken on board the concerns of political unionism, not business unionism, not farming unionism, but political unionism. They try to address those concerns. So the DUP are running out of excuses, and they need to do the right thing, get back to work on behalf of their people, and let's get this country moving.
Okay, Padraig, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that this morning. That's Padraig McLachlan, Sinn Féin spokesperson on fisheries and the marine, and TD for the party.